culture we live in, it wasn't always this way, but going forward, in the culture we live in, most of the time they want us to compromise like our art for money. And we supposed to make money off our art at the end of the day. Like, this come from us. This our bread and butter. This is what we wake up and do every day. This is what we live for. But the way they want us to make money off of this is basically that we give up what we really want to create and kind of trade that for possession, like material possession. So that's why they want us to rap about killing each other and all this extra shit so bad, because they know that the average person wants to hear that, and they know that shit, they want to hear that. So why not make them rap about it? Even if they ain't really living like that, they gonna make them rap about it. So my message for all the upcoming artists, stay true to your guns. Don't make no whack shit though, obviously. Like, you know, being true to your creativity, that don't mean you get a pass for making bullshit. I'm not saying that. But if you do make some dope shit, make sure it's really dope and it's really coming from you. And you know that I ain't have to do X, Y, and Z just to get my music out there or get my art out there. So yeah, because sometimes people kind of confuse it where they feel like, oh shit, I ain't about to, you know, make my shit sound like that. But then they make some shit that's like kind of, you know. So if you're going to make your shit, just make it as dope as possible. So you don't have to really rely on anybody else to tell you what you got to do with your music or your message or whatever artistic outlet you have. So to the next one, yeah, I'm going to come back at y'all with that one. So to the next one.